Now You Can Beat Apple, Monday Morning, Episode 1. It seems like Apple have forgotten the three most important arguments why you and I should buy Apple products. 1. Easy to use. 2. Functional. And 3. Save us time. What can we learn from this? Apple's success formula is simplification and emotions. But now they are back on the fiasco formula they have already proven not working for them by painting us a more complex and average tech business picture. Apple in the Steve Jobs 2.0 is back version were a marketing monster. We didn't have to choose what to buy. Apple already decided that by having one iPhone, one iPod, one Apple TV. We just had to lean into the hype and let our emotions make a buying decision. Now we must think. Now we must choose. Now the hype is dead. Big, strong and slow. Apple still have a tremendous financial muscle, but as we have seen again and again, wits beats power. Are the Apple products just as great as in the Steve Jobs days? Yes, they are. But Apple now has left their own success formula, and that might be the first step away from their own greatness. We are, as consumers, no longer part of the we call the Apple family that provided us a personal image. No, we are buying products competing with one another produced by the same company. That is bad timing, but time will show how Apple deals with it. So how can you beat Apple? We can take over the world as being the business giving our customers 1. Easy to use, 2. Functional, and 3. Saves us time. It is not about the product. It's about being the marketing monster providing the hype we all can lean into and enjoy the ride. Have a wonderful weekend, Christian.